Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Many thanks to our announcer, Batman.
We have Halloween coming up, so maybe I'll
have a double mocha, please. No whip. That intensity, I tell you what.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So you were talking about rates.
We're talking about rates.
We're back from the break.
Let me just kind of give you a real quick rundown on where we're at, the national averages for interest rates. 30-year fixed rate conventional loan in our local counties, that takes us up to $667,000. 4.82%. So we're up a little bit.
Oh, we are, definitely.
From last week. 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 4.28%. FHA and VA loans, we love our veterans. Lower still, 4.5% is the national average. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates hovering around 4.4%. And shorter-term loans, like a 5-1 ARM, is at 4.1%. So everything firmly up in the 4% range.
Oh, yeah.
And, we're just going that way. Just a real quick note, too. One other major development over the last couple of weeks in our local markets.
It's good news.
If you are a first-time home buyer, you actually technically don't even have to be a first-time home buyer, as long as you don't own a home right now. You can get zero-down financing, and these programs have always had income ceilings. They just went up dramatically from $97,000 a year income limit to $145,000.
Yeah, that's substantial.
A huge jump.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
So we've turned a lot of people away that wanted zero-down financing, just they were over the income limit.
And right.
Now with this, it opens things.
Well, maybe that means we'll have more people attending our class coming up on October 20th.
Class? What class? I'm just kidding.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we're doing our regular Washington State Housing Finance Commission sponsored class coming up on October 20th, and we're doing at the Burien Library,
that's
correct?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be our first time at the Burien Library for this, so I'm excited. It's a beautiful building. When the downtown Burien area was getting redeveloped, the fact that they put that in and there's new condos and apartments around there, and that whole 152nd area has been just coming up, and it's just fantastic. Lots of great restaurants down there. Smarty Pants has a location there now.
Yes, they do.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's migrating.
There's some fantastic place. We should probably highlight Burien one of these days. You know, there are some really...
You mean
really
like at our class?
Yeah, or on our show.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
on the show too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but anyway.
This class, so yes. This will be on October 20th. This is a five-hour class. It's a free class. We do provide lunch. Mm-hmm. And this is the official class that is required for many of the first-time homebuyer programs. Right. Many of these programs require you take homebuyer education. This class will do it. And it is a limited space. So if you're interested in taking the class, be sure and reach out to us. You can do that by easiest way is just go to info@teamreba.com. Send an email out. Mm-hmm.
And we need a phone number and an email address. And then Sarah Jean on our team helps monitor all that for
That's
us.
That's right.
And she'll give you a confirmation.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep,
but space is limited. This class, we do pack it with information.
Mm-hmm.
You'll walk away with your head full of strategies and information and ways to be a smart, savvy home buyer.
Absolutely. And they can find us on Facebook for that too.
Yeah.
However, I want to get to our guests today because we want to fill people's heads with some other interesting information.
I thought you were going to say food waste.
Well, okay. No, I was trying to find a way I could introduce this, but thanks for being non-graceful.
That's how I roll.
I've learned that over the 15 years I've known you. So anyway, so for our listeners, I came across this company. So we've got the folks from Impact Bioenergy with us. And in the studio with us is Jan Allen, the president and founder, correct?
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Thank you for being here. And we have Drew Corbin, an agronomist.
That's right. Happy Saturday, Team Reba. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. I've always wanted to say agronomist, and now I get to do it several times today. And then we also have Sharup Kumar, right? And
that's
you
right.
are kind of the outward-facing community engagement officer working with partners.
Correct. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I saw a video that Jan was on. Some young gal was doing this fun little interview, and she's looking at how these things work. But I got excited because most people that do listen to our show know that one segment that we try to cover all the time are things around like green building and design, and then also regional impact. And you're a local company. right? So your offices in Shoreline and your manufacturing in Auburn.
Yeah, that was a fun little piece too. It was.
Yeah.
It was, they did a good job with it.
Yeah, no, and if I can go back and find that again, I'm sure it's probably on your Facebook page. I'll link that to our recorded show so that people can also see the video along with hearing this interview.
It was part of a Reinventors series they're doing. So yeah. we were reinventing things.
Yeah.
Well, just for our listeners, if I could kind of paint a visual picture of this. Watching the video was fascinating to me. So basically, you build a machine. Food waste goes in one end, and electricity comes out, and I don't want to say fertilizer, but plant food as well as a byproduct. Have I got that right?
Yeah, it's the machine was built. It's biomimicry, so we actually built a portable digester, and it is designed to act like an animal. So it's like a farm animal. It eats, it burps, and it makes manure. So.
That sounds like my dog.
Yeah, it is. So it really is.
He's got to hook a generator up to him.
Yeah.
It's a completely natural system. And what we did is we just made a machine that does that. And it sounds so
simple.
That's
so fascinating.
But it's such a simple concept.
But was it really hard to create?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Really, yeah, it took us several years to sort of miniaturize everything. Normally, these things are big. They're a huge plant, and we miniaturize everything into the size of a parking space. So,
who right now is your typical customer?
We are serving anything from a restaurant to a resort to a college campus, corporate campus, government campus, islands, farms, anybody that really has food waste. We are not doing. We're not doing animal waste. We're just doing urban food waste.
Right.
So that's something unique about us, where we're building these to be. They have to smell okay. They have to look okay. They have to be compatible with the urban environment.
Right. So. Yeah, because I know like Cedar Grove Compost, which is takes in quite a bit of the food waste locally that are through, programs like Republic and Waste Management and what have you. That's always the complaint that people living out near that, because I live in Renton, so I'm not that far from where their facilities are, and that's one of the major complaints people will have.
We put a lot of effort into that. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago they put in a machine at the public market Pike Place.
And, I'd forgotten that. Yeah,
and it didn't last maybe 2 months, maybe a month, and the market said this. The odor's no good.
It's got to go.
Now, this was your machine or this was someone else's?
It was somebody else's.
Okay.
It just got overwhelmed. And they, and the market said, can't have this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially it's, the longest running public market in the U.S. So, it's a big source of tourism and everything else. So, of course, they need to keep on top of that. I get it.
So, how is it that you're able to make your machine basically not have that sort of odor effect on the neighbors?
Where the belching comes in?
Yeah, we just everything is super tight. We don't let anything out of the box.
And, okay,
and that's our. I mean, that's what we spent years figuring out and making sure it's. You just don't want it to no liquid spilling out of it.
Right.
No gases coming out of it.
Yeah.
Everything is closed, so we just. Capture everything.
Okay, so I'm curious. You said it takes years, and I know from having worked in the manufacturing world for a long time and also software before this industry, and even concerned, I mean, there's huge startup time. So did you have startup investors behind this? Like, how did that get funded for all that period of time?
This is a classic bootstrap company where the people that you're looking at right here in the room, we just didn't have any paychecks. We worked for a long time without paychecks.
And wow.
And we had each one of us sponged off somebody else. So I mean, that's the reality of it. We had to be enabled by somebody else so that we could do this.
That sounds like starting real estate agents because they make no money hardly at all. They just spent off spouses and family.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah. So this we have to.
That was good. That's perfect. Thanks, honey.
We do have to give a shout out to our partners because that's really what made it work. And then there's some.
Well, it also means you guys really believed in what you were trying to accomplish.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, you talk about it. You walk an idea around. You talk about it with people. And we all met because I was probably speaking somewhere, and both Drew and Sharup met me at a forum and said, "Hey, I want to know more about this. I want to do this." So
fantastic.
So they convinced me that they had they could bring something to it, and they did. So that's how it all starts. So you just have to keep talking.
Okay, so Jan, you mentioned that this typical unit is about the size of a parking space. And how much food waste goes into it? How much power comes out of it? How does it operate?
That's a good question. So we have names for these machines. You're asking questions about the horse.
I've looked at, you have the horse, the Nautilus, the ox, the buffalo. Okay.
Yeah. Let's start with the horse. The horse is our... is our parking space size machine, and it consumes it takes in about 1,000 pounds of food waste a week. So it's a little big for a homeowner, but a collective or some sort of shared housing development, mm-hmm. it'd be perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be really good.
And well, I love the idea.
Communities,
I love the idea of this because a lot of times, like even around the city of Seattle or in dense urban areas, they do recycling, but they don't always do food waste. Mm-hmm. And so this has an opportunity for someone who's interested in things like this to bring it to that kind of setup and maybe have it feed back into
that's
their building.
Reba, that's the best part of this, is what we're trying to do is eliminate trucks and diesel fuel so you can use your own organic materials. We don't even call it waste. We call it organic materials.
And yeah.
We make energy, and then we make plant food, and then we grow more food on the property. So, and you're building up your own soil. It's like putting compost in your soil. It's got organic matter and microbes and water. And so the idea is to not truck stuff away from your property.
Yeah. No, I love this concept. We've brought on energy efficiency and solar people and other types of things like that. And this is just another way that someone could, like, high-end really make – a positive impact, both for the people living there and for their local environment, and also maybe their bottom line.
That's right. That's
kind of
right.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into a quick little break. We're going to be talking more about this with the folks from Impact Bioenergy here on Open House with Team Reba. See you in just a few.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.